This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Leah from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Friday, the 6th of May. Coming up, chimpanzees have 66 ways of communicating, Kenyan police find a ton of illegal ivory, and it's official, Smokey the Cat has the world's loudest purr. First, Syrian activists are preparing to take to the streets in protest. They want to show the government that they will not back down, even though more than 500 Syrians are thought to have been killed in clashes with the authorities. Across the country, demonstrators are calling for more political freedom, and some want the president to go, but the Syrian government has responded by sending in troops. Next, we knew chimps were pretty clever, but did you know that they use at least 66 different gestures to communicate with each other? Scientists spent 2 years filming a group of chimps in Uganda and discovered that they use movements and facial expressions to tell each other lots of stuff, like when they want to play or hunt. Here's the BBC science expert, Victoria Gill, with more.
After watching 100 hours of footage of chimpanzees beckoning to each other, stamping their feet or clapping their hands, the scientists say they've captured and categorised every one of 66 chimp gestures. The researchers are now in the process of compiling a chimp gesture dictionary, studying each signal to find out exactly what it means.
Now to Kenya, where police have seized more than a ton of illegal ivory at Nairobi's main airport. Police said sniffer dogs found 84 tusks hidden in metal containers. They think the ivory was heading for Nigeria. Some F1 news now, and Ferrari's Fernando Alonso set the pace at the Turkish Grand Prix, but not so good for Red Bull's Sebastian Vettel. He crashed out in a wet first practice session.
Oh dear, that is the wreckage of the Red Bull car. Oh dear, and the red flag is coming out as well, and I'm not surprised because there's a lot of debris and that car needs recovering.
Finally, to the latest on Smokey the Cat's bid to become the loudest cat on the planet. Well, we can officially confirm that Smokey has been victorious. Guinness World Records have confirmed she does indeed have the most tremendous purr. So let's hear Smokey do what she does best. Very impressive. Okay, before we go, we have the answer to yesterday's question. We asked you which team will face Manchester United in the final of the Champions League. And the answer is Barcelona. Okay, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back on Monday.